residence is London.
Hours, Greenwich Mean Time.
BBC World Service.
The news read by John Gordon.
Britain says its troops are ashore on the Falkland Islands in substantial numbers and have established a firm bridgehead. There's reported to have been fierce fighting throughout the day. The Defence Secretary says five British ships have been damaged, two seriously. Argentina says it has sunk two British warships. The United Nations Security Council is meeting in New York to discuss the latest fighting. The British Defence Secretary, Mr. Knott, has said that British troops are now firmly established back on the Falkland Islands, just 7 weeks after the Argentine invasion. Mr. Knott told a news conference in London that Royal Marine Commandos and the Parachute Regiment were ashore in substantial numbers with artillery, air defense weapons, and other heavy equipment. Their landings had not been opposed. A secure base was being consolidated. During Thursday night, British troops had made several landings and carried out raids in different parts of the Falkland Islands, and some of these forces had remained ashore. Mr. Knott said that Argentine forces had suffered casualties and some prisoners had been taken. The operations were continuing. He said that ships of the British task force had come under air attack. Five had been damaged, two of them seriously. Mr. Knott said there had been British casualties, but the numbers were not known yet. Later, the Ministry of Defense said that British aircraft and missiles had shot down 17 Argentine aircraft. Two helicopters had been destroyed on the ground. The Ministry statement said that one British Sea Harrier providing support for the landings was missing. Britain had also lost two small helicopters. The latest official Argentine communique also says that five British ships had been damaged, two of them seriously. It said one British Sea Harrier aircraft and a helicopter had been shot down. The Argentine communique said three of their aircraft had been lost. An Argentine military spokesman said later that the action was continuing and that two of the ships that had been seriously damaged had subsequently sunk. The spokesman added that six British aircraft and four helicopters had been shot down. This spokesman said that the warships were attacked while supporting the landing at Port San Carlos, and that the British troops there were surrounded by Argentine forces equipped with tanks and artillery. Port San Carlos is a small settlement in the northwest of East Falkland Island. A BBC correspondent with the task force said it was a dark, moonless night when the ships moved into the channel between the two main Falkland Islands and dropped anchor. It took nearly 4 hours to take the troops ashore in the landing craft which shuttled between the ships and the coast. At one time, heavy firing broke out when an Argentine garrison resisted one of the landing parties. But a first settlement fell back under British control, with 31 islanders there unharmed. Our correspondent says that an hour after dawn, Argentine aircraft attacked the ships of the task force. The attacks continued right through the day, with the ships replying with missiles and guns. Later, British anti-aircraft batteries, which had been set up on shore, joined in. With other equipment, they had been ferried in by helicopter to secure the beachhead and make it safe for the troops to move through in their bid to recapture the Falkland Islands. The British Defence Ministry has also announced that a Royal Navy helicopter, which had been transferring men between ships of the task force before the latest operations, had crashed into the sea. 21 men are feared dead. 9 were rescued. The United Nations Security Council has been meeting in public emergency session to discuss the fighting in the Falklands. It was the first public session of the Council on the crisis since April the 3rd, the day after the Argentine invasion. The United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Pérez de Cuellar, said the crisis presented the prospect of destruction, continuing conflict, and the loss of many young lives. Nonetheless, he said, efforts to find a peaceful solution must continue. There was no other course. The Argentine Deputy Foreign Minister, Mr. Enrique Ross, said Argentina had been prepared to withdraw its troops from the Falklands, but the dispatch of the British fleet had made that impossible. The British ambassador to the United Nations, Sir Anthony Parsons, asked by what right Argentina had imposed its will by force on the Falkland Islanders. The meeting was adjourned until later today. In a few hours' time, cardinals from Britain and Argentina will celebrate a special mass for peace arranged by the Pope. It follows two separate sessions of talks between the church leaders in the last 24 hours. A BBC correspondent in Rome says the mass is the focal point of the Pope's special initiative for peace. But there is a feeling in Rome that events have been overtaken by what is happening in the Falklands. This news comes to you in the World Service of the BBC.